right, then here we go. All right. Sorry. Maybe this is spiked. I don't know. All right. Welcome back to the Simpleton Review. We are back. Thank you so much for joining us. This week we are going to be talking about the new-ish movie. It is another one of those movies that was put on the shelves for a little while as they were waiting for the pandemic season to pass. But from what I saw at the theater when I went, I don't know if that's making much of a difference, because we had a total of 10 people in that entire theater when we watched it on opening night. So I don't know how much money it's actually making. Okay, The Green Knight is the story of Sir Gawain, is how they say it in the movie, I guess, and The Green Knight by Anonymous, the anonymous poet that wrote the story, the poem in the 14th century. It's an epic medieval fantasy film by David Lowery, who directed, wrote, edited, and produced it. Film stars Dev Patel as Gawain, a nephew of King Arthur, who sets out on a journey to test his courage and face the Green Knight, based on the 14th century poem Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. It also stars Alicia Vikander, Joel Edgerton, Sarisha Chowdhury, Sean Harris, and Ralph Ineson. And it was released on July 30th, 2021. So let's start with Charles. What did you think of The Green Knight?
It was hard to watch. I mean, well, I can't say it was hard to watch. It was a really beautiful movie. The colors are very lush. I guess what made it hard to watch was it dragged so slowly. There was like a couple of peak parts that like really caught your attention and dragged you forward, but for the most part it was not, when you say epic poem, this is not what it looks like. It did not feel like an epic. It felt more just like mild adventuring.
Okay, all right, well, there you have it. Charlie,
I will say
his two cents.
I do love Dev Patel. He's one of my favorites. I just love his acting style, and even in this, like, his emotion comes through like very clearly. Mm-hmm. He captured those parts very well. Mm-hmm. So I got to give a thumbs up to that guy.
yeah, that's for sure. So Lemuel, how about you?
I agree that it felt like it dragged on a bit. It was a longer movie, but I will argue that it kept my attention better than other movies that we've reviewed with similar length. movies that shall not be named. But it was far more interesting. It was far more interesting to watch just because of the bizarreness of the events, I'd argue. And it was nice that it was split up kind of like some sort of epic poem. Like, it was very clear, this is where we're at. It was very nice. Yeah. And I agree with the cinematography, especially towards the end when he's about to reach the Green Knight, and it does that where everything's all orange and just really pretty. So yeah.
Well, I thought that the Green Knight was an interesting movie. It was definitely one of those movies that I walked out of the theater and I went, huh.
What was the point?
But I had to think about it. Now, I'm looking back at this now in, I guess, about 2 to 3 weeks worth of being able to process it. And I think I actually liked the movie. I do think it actually will need another viewing to totally assess whether or not that's an accurate interpretation of what I felt. But I do feel that, as you've both said, it is an absolutely beautiful movie to look at. It is gorgeous. And even in the slow parts, I never felt like I was not, you know, wasn't able to pay attention, because there was something about the cinematography that I just couldn't help but just stare at it. It was just so gorgeous. And you know, there's something too where A24, the movie studio that produced this, really likes these crazy weird movies like this. And there's there's parts of this movie that really are not much different than some of the other A24 fare that's been put out. Some of those horror movies that A24 does sometimes can be really slow and they can drag. And then you're like, what did I just watch? The Lighthouse, for example, is a prime example of that. Such a weird movie. But there are times you're like, what's going on? They're sitting here staring at each other for 10 minutes. It's just like this completely weird, uneasy, uncomfortable feeling. And the same thing kind of with this Green Knight. Now, there were things I loved about this movie as far as like the middle part, which is really kind of the part that actually isn't in the poem. Like, there's so many parts in the poem that you know, he used as a stepping stone to kind of push things forward, and he just kind of made it up. Like, that whole giant thing and stuff, I'm pretty sure that's not in the poem, but it was beautiful to look at. But that scene where he gets robbed, and then he's left, and the camera does this 360-degree pan, and time lapses.
That was very fun.
I thought that was a cool scene.
Confused.
Now the whole scene, the fox, from what I understand, is not part of the poem, at least not in the way it's portrayed in the film. I did like the fox. I thought it was an interesting addition to the movie. But now the whole scene when he gets to the castle, where those people are, I can't remember their names now, but where he has to, not fall for the passes of the wife and that kind of stuff, you know, that whole thing, that's all part of the poem. If there was one part of the movie that I was like, okay, this probably isn't part of the poem, I thought that was not part of the poem. But then I'm like, nope, that's part of the poem. Nope. I'm like, okay, that's weird. The weirdest parts of the movie are actually part of the poem. I was like, okay, this is strange. But of course, now the whole ending sequence where he has this,
it kind of reminded me of the Last Temptation of Christ kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole
where he has this whole vision
of
what could happen. That's not part of the poem, right? Now, I think what he did, the director did here, David Lowery, that isn't part of the poem is he doesn't make Gawain such a hero. Like, he's a reluctant hero in this movie, you know? And the poem, he's very much a hero, you know? But in this movie, he's a reluctant hero, and every step of the way, he doesn't want to do this. He's like, I want to do this, right? Yeah, I'm just a guy. It's right, exactly. I'm just a guy. You know, and that's what he says to that one kid who ends up ripping him off, right? He's like, I'm just a guy.
I never said I was a knight.
Yeah, I never said I was a knight, you know? So I think overall I did like it. It was maybe a little long, but I did like the way that it divided also the segments up, and you're just like, okay, this, I feel like I'm part of some sort of medieval movie watching experience, I guess. But you know, I do agree there. I when I walked out, I'm like, this is definitely not going to be something that is going to strike a nerve with popular fans that like to go to movies. Now the critics love it. The critics absolutely adore this movie, and it is an artsy fartsy critic type of a movie for sure. Maybe even more than most artsy fartsy critic types of movies. So, there was some like redneck, like, they struck me as the type of people that were probably driving the big old Chevy pickup in the parking lot with the American flag on one side and some other flag on
don't
the other.
Don't tread on me on the other.
Yeah, yeah. And they were in the movie, and I thought for sure these guys were going to get up and walk out but they actually seemed to enjoy it. I mean, some of them were kind of on the edge of the seat. I could tell them shaking their head like, what the heck is going on through half of the movie?
Doing the same thing.
They never did leave, and I don't think they absolutely hated it. So I guess that's something. I don't know.
When's
all right,
Bilbo going to show up? Come on, where's Frodo? Bring him out. We got to find the ring.
That's right. I honestly walked into this movie thinking it was going to be a lot more action-oriented than it was. So in that
agreed.
Way,
I
was
I
let
the
down.
Same.
So, but let's go ahead and give our stories. Let's go around the round table. Let's go counterclockwise. Start, at least on my screen. Let's start with you, Lemuel. What is your score?
I think I'd give it a 3. I like the cinematography. Cinematography?
Cinematography.
It's so
cinematography.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cinematography
right?
a lot. I liked.
I like my Cinnamon Toast Cracks cereal.
And the special effects were really solid, too.
Yes. Yeah, they really were. It was really well done.
Crazy to me.
Stunningly beautiful special effects, too.
I think
like that whole giant scene we were talking about.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. It was just,
I'm not sure what
beautiful
point
stuff.
Those giants served, though. They were just kind of there.
I have my ideas, but this podcast does not allow itself to go into those kind of thoughts because it's kind of a long, drawn-out theory that I have. So, 3.
Interesting.
You said a 3, right?
Yeah.
A 3 for Lemuel. Mr. Charlie, what about you?
I'm going to give it a 2.5. Again, I was hoping for more, even though it was beautiful. I'm going to be hard because dang it. It's like, I was irritated. But I did go into it somewhat blind because I didn't, other than just knowing that it was going to be an Arthurian kind of like feel. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at like who is producing. I just saw that Dev Patel was in it and is like, this will be good. And it's like, it was hard for me, other than being visually stimulating. It was hard to watch. Mm-hmm. The story mm-hmm. just did not move the way I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough.
I'll be the redneck in this situation.
I went into,
Frodo. I wanted Bilbo to like have the ring and chop off somebody's head or something.
There you go. Yeah. We needed all those big action sequences and trolls losing their heads and everything else. I went into it with a vague knowledge of the story. I did know who Sir Gawain was. I did understand the plot. I didn't know the poem. I haven't read the poem all the way through, but I did have somewhat of a knowledge of it. But again, I did think it was going to be a lot more action oriented, and I think that is the faulting of the advertising of the movie. I think it could have been advertised a little bit differently. If it was, perhaps people wouldn't have went into it going like, "What did I just watch?" You know. So, having said all that, I'm going to give it a 4. I liked it enough where I think it deserves a 4. So I'm going to be the weird one for once and actually give it a higher score than everybody else. That does not happen often. So here we are. A 4 for me, a 3 for Lemuel, and a 2.5 for Charlie. Well, guys, if you like The Green Knight, please don't hesitate to comment below and let us know what you thought of The Green Knight. If you thought it stunk like green, disgusting jello served at a funeral, then let us know. If you thought it was the most amazing movie you've seen in the past 20 years, then let us know that as well. We would love to hear your thoughts on the matter. Please check out everything Simpleton at simpletonreview.com, and you can also subscribe to our Patreon. Become a patron. We would love to have you as a patron. Go check that out. You can find us, all the links you need to do, on simpletonreview.com. We look forward to talking to you next week as we review another movie, or maybe an album. Who knows? Talk to you later. Bye-bye.